This is nothing against professional sports, but looking at this Vince Lombardi trophy, the trophy that the Super Bowl winners, you know, hold up in the air and kiss, is a little bit... Hi, this is Cyril War or Chandra, and welcome and thanks for watching Easy Bhakti. This is, again, nothing against professional sports, but I just want to make a little video on the theme of the difference between worshiping what is considered to be eternal or spiritual and worshiping what is considered to be temporary or illusory. The Super Bowl was last week. Fortunately, I didn't watch it. I usually watch those things like crazy, but this time I had a friend in Virginia record it because I'm in Belgium right now. And he was going to upload it to a server, and I was going to download it and watch it a week later with my brother, my older brother in Paris, who loves professional sports, but who doesn't know how, you know, American football works. And since, you know, we're getting a little closer, him and I, since the passing away of our father, I thought it'd be a good idea to, you know, to spend some quality time with my brother and watch the Super Bowl together with all the extravaganza that comes with it in terms of crass, you know, American but fun pop culture. You know, these incredible... and super expensive ads and the halftime show, which was kind of a dud from what I hear. As a matter of fact, the whole Super Bowl was kind of a dud. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl in Super Bowl history, and a lot of articles say how boring it was. So I didn't want to watch it with my brother. And the reason I know this is because when I woke up the next morning on Monday, even though I made it a point not to go on Facebook, not to go on CNN or Fox News or whatever, sure enough, you know, some notification popped to the screen saying that the Patriots had won. So I watched the highlights, and then I came across this one video that I'm showing you right now. This is the video of, you know, the ceremony, the award ceremony, where, as you can see, like, I think it's Joe Namath or one of the NFL legends who's walking with the Vince Lombardi trophy, walking down the aisle. And look at how these, like, Patriots are looking at this trophy with so much, like, respect and veneration, and they're kissing it and everything. And this is where I want to... You know, I don't want to criticize. I'm sure there's, you know, I am sure. I'm not saying this, you know, facetiously. There are a lot of sports players who are devout, you know, devout Christians or devout Muslim, whatever. Very, you know, maybe one day we'll see some devout Krishna devotees. Hopefully, they won't be doing their professional sports in their robes and dhotis and kurtas, because they probably wouldn't be able to be very successful. That's another topic. They're very devoted, and so this idea of worshiping, you know, especially in a Christian Protestant, a majority Protestant Christian country like America, you know, showing too much respect and what to speak of veneration and maybe what to speak of kissing some, you know, object which anyone will agree, while it may represent, you know, great sportsmanship and great sport ability and all that, is not an object that, you know, directly represents God. It certainly doesn't. And so here is where I want to say something about this. Martin Luther, you know, the great founder of the Protestant Reformation, was not only against indulgences. As you know, in the history of the Catholic Church, it came to a point right around Luther when, you know, the Pope had sort of instituted this speculation that you could, like, literally pay money to get, you know, freed of sin and therefore almost like buy your way into heaven. So Luther was totally against that, even if it meant, you know, standing up to the ecclesiastical order of Rome. And as a parenthesis, sometimes I kind of feel I identify with Martin Luther when I talk about the dress code issue in the Hare Krishna movement and try to say that, hey, you know, it's not mentioned anywhere in our scriptures. Okay, I'm not going to go there. So, where was I? Martin Luther, indulgences. And the other thing he was against was this idea of relics. He, according to him, and I think he went too far with this, because as I'll explain, I think there certainly is a place for respecting and even worshiping what would be considered sacred articles, sacred quote-unquote material objects. But he was against the custom of priests and monks having, you know, relics, you know, the cane of some saint or the cloth of another saint, or, you know, was he then against even the Shroud of Turin? That's a good question. You know, the Shroud of Turin is the cloth that allegedly was wrapped around Jesus when he was taken down from the cross. I mean, you could offer the Vatican all the gold and all the money and all the Swiss banks and the whole, you know, the entire wealth of the world, and they would never give you that Shroud of Turin. It's so expensive. I mean, it's priceless, right? And it is a quote-unquote a material object. So are they completely wrong in venerating and worshiping this cloth, if it is indeed a cloth that was wrapped around the body of Jesus? I would say, no, they're not wrong. They're right. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there's two verses I'd like to talk about. One is a verse in the second chapter where Krishna clearly talks about the difference between what is asat and what is sat, what is eternal and what is non-eternal, what is temporary. And he makes that distinction, you know, that those things that are temporary don't really have any existence. They don't have any ontological, you know, standing. Whereas those things that are eternal, namely the soul, namely God, namely the relationship between the soul and God, those are eternal things. And therefore, they have substance. They have true substance. So the Vince Lombardi trophy, or the Roland Garros trophy, or the US Open trophy, or the, you know, whatever, the Stanley Cup, you know, as much as they represent great sportsmanship and stuff, we'll agree they're not, you know, directly related. They don't directly symbolize or illustrate, you know, divinity and, or devotion to God. Now, on the other hand, the Shroud of Turin, is there something wrong with worshiping that? Is there something wrong with kissing, not the Vince Lombardi trophy or the Roland Garros, you know, trophy, but is there something wrong with kissing the Bible, for example, with the understanding that the Bible is, you know, a spiritual object because it's the Word of God and therefore it has something eternal built into it? You know, Jews kiss the Torah because they consider the Torah to be literally an avatar. I mean, they're not going to use the word avatar, but they're, you know, it's an incarnation of God, right? We see that. We see in the Christian world how, you know, Christians kiss the cross, or they worship the crucifix, Jesus on the cross. As a small parenthesis for those of you who are followers of Prabhupada, you may not know, and if you do, great. It's just as a humble service for those who don't know, there's a story where Prabhupada went to Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, in Jalisco, and he was escorted to his apartment, to his quarters, and on the wall of his room was a crucifix, was Jesus on it. And Prabhupada made an interesting comment. He said, please take that off the wall. I can't, it hurts me. He said, I can't, it just makes me feel uncomfortable. And he asked this sort of rhetorical question. He said, how can Christians worship their guru suffering like this? Of course, you know, a Christian may say, well, the whole point of the entire, you know, advent of Christ is his dying on the cross for our sins. So we're not, you know, but so it's another discussion. Did Jesus have to die on the cross to redeem his followers? And I don't want to get into that because I'm not much of an expert anyway. So I would be doing more of a disservice than anything. So I'm just closing the parentheses. It's interesting to, you know, to see the vision of a pure devotee like Prabhupada. And according to him, at least, he just didn't like this idea of worshiping their guru. You know, he saw Jesus as the guru of the Christians in such a state of suffering and pain with blood and so on. So suffice it to say that, you know, the tradition of kissing the crucifix or kissing the deity of Christ, or in the Hindu tradition, you know, worshipping Shalagram Shilas, which are considered to be self-manifest avatars of Vishnu, or the deity of Radha and Krishna. Of course, people don't kiss them, but, or for example, in the Orthodox tradition, you know, kissing icons of saints or of Jesus. I personally think it's really cool. I totally respect that, but I don't feel comfortable doing it because of the cleanliness thing. You know, I mean, your people are putting kind of like their saliva on some glass, and even though they kind of wipe it with a cloth that's made available there, the next person comes and puts his or her lips on it. It's kind of dirty, if you ask me. It kind of grosses me out. But the idea of coming in contact with some material object that was touched, that was used by either God or the Son of God or a great devotee of God, is totally, totally legit. Here's something from my own little personal altar, okay? I have two things that I want to show you. One is really, really special, and the other is special, you know, for me. This right here, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, is a piece of cloth, a piece of white cloth. And this piece of white cloth is a piece of the chadar, or the what's it called, the shawl, that none other than Lord Chaitanya himself wore. Lord Chaitanya had a chadar, the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes even, that Lord Chaitanya sent to Vrindavan, to Gopal Bhatt Goswami, his own chadar. And descendants of Gopal Bhatt Goswami in Vrindavan still have it. And I'm not going to give you the details of how I got it, but I asked the right person if he could give me a piece, and miraculously he gave me a piece. And so, you know, I'm not going to like agree with Martin Luther here and say, no, this is material. It's not material. I mean, it is material in the sense that, you know, this piece of cloth is not going to survive the dissolution of the universe. It's definitely going to become dust eventually. But because it was worn, supposedly, by God himself, by Lord Chaitanya himself, it's not material anymore. Or on top of its materiality, it has imbued in it, you know, the power of God himself. The power of God himself. It's tadiya, this term, tadiya, this philosophical term that our scriptures talk about, or the Vaishnav scriptures talk about, the paraphernalia used by God or God's devotees. That paraphernalia, those material objects are worshipable. Here, for example, is another thing. This is a piece of dhoti, the piece of the robes that Prabhupada wore. Like, this is a piece of the dhoti that Prabhupada wore in 1977. And I have it in my little, you know, thing here. And it's on my altar. And do I worship it? Do I offer incense to it? Do I even pray to it? You know, yeah, for sure. For sure. Because even though it's quote-unquote material, it was touched, it was used by someone I consider to be a great, great, great devotee of God. And therefore, that devotee of God has imbued in it his own shakti, his own mercy, his own spiritual personality almost. And so I'm not going to reject the worship of such an object. The second verse I want to talk to you about briefly is mantra 10 and 11 from the Sri Upanishad. I'll just read those two quick verses and then speak on them. Mantra 10 goes like this. The wise have explained that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge and that a different result is obtained from the culture of nescience. Only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. So here we're talking about culture of knowledge, culture of ignorance. But, you know, worshipping or kissing the Vince Lombardi trophy or kissing the Bible or the Torah or the Bhagavad Gita illustrates this point. There is a difference between those two. Now, again, I'm not bashing those, you know, football players who kissed the Vince Lombardi trophy. They were super happy. They won the Super Bowl and they're, you know, partying and happy. And the Vince Lombardi represents, you know, being champions of the world, as they call themselves. Okay, great. But from a strictly, purely philosophical, theological perspective, that Vince Lombardi represents material activities in the material world that is temporary. So it represents ignorance, ultimately. Whereas, you know, a Bible, a Torah, a Bhagavad Gita, a deity of Krishna, a Shalagram Shila, the Shroud of Turin represent, if not are directly, divine. And therefore, as the Shri Upanishad mentions here, you know, the result of kissing the Vince Lombardi trophy, for example, and the result of kissing or worshipping the crucifix or the Bhagavad Gita or whatever is totally different. One entangles you in the cycle of birth and death and you keep coming back and taking birth again. And the other liberates you, frees you from your material attachments, from your sins, and you know, transfers you, by the grace of God, out of the cycle of reincarnation. So voilà, that's a little different, little distinction I wanted to make a few days after the Super Bowl. Hopefully next year's Super Bowl won't be as boring. And hey, maybe next year I won't even want to watch it. That'd be kind of cool. I could use my time on Facebook. No, I mean chanting Hare Krishna. Thanks again, and see you next time.